In the quiet town of Villamanga, Italy, on March the 24th, 1943, a child was born who would one day remind the world that holiness is not measured by years, but by love. His name was Nicola D'Onofrio. From a young age, Nicola's heart was drawn to God. While other children dreamt of adventures or riches, Nicola's dream was simple: to serve at the altar, to belong entirely to Christ. He would often say, "To live without faith, without a goal, without enthusiasm, that would be unbearable." At just 12 years old, Nicola felt a deep call to join the Camillians, the order founded by Saint Camillus de Lellis, dedicated to serving the sick and dying. His parents hesitated, as they wanted him to take charge of the farm in the later years, but Nicola's faith was resolute. He gently told his father, "If I do not follow God's will, I will never find peace." At the Camillian Seminary, Nicola's life became a reflection of quiet holiness. He was known for his constant smile, a joy that radiated from within. He studied diligently, but his greatest lessons came not from books, but from the bedside of the suffering. When others hesitated to care for the gravely ill, Nicola stepped forward. He believed that in every patient, he was touching the wounds of Christ. "To serve the sick," he said, "is to serve Jesus himself. Each wound is a place where love can be poured out." He later learned that his dad had wanted him to return back home, but Nicola was determined to become a Camillian priest, no matter the cost. On October the 7th, 1961, Nicola took the vows of poverty, obedience, and charity towards the sick. But love, as Nicola knew, is proven in suffering. He began to feel an ache that medicine could not soothe. Doctors soon delivered the painful truth: cancer. It spread quickly. Yet even in pain, his spirit did not falter. The young seminarian accepted his cross with serenity. "If this is God's will," he whispered, "then it is beautiful." Confined to bed, Nicola offered every moment, every breath, for the salvation of souls. He continued to pray and smile as he usually did. He told his brothers, "I do not ask to be healed. I only ask for the strength to do God's will to the end." He had only one wish in mind, and that was to become a priest. A special request was made to Pope Paul VI, who then granted Nicola special dispensation, allowing him to make his vows. It was May 28, 1964, that Nicola D'Onofrio consecrated himself to God. As his body weakened, his soul grew luminous. Those who visited him felt they were standing in the presence of something sacred, the quiet victory of grace. On June 12, 1964, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, Nicola D'Onofrio peacefully surrendered his life to God. He was only 21 years old. Those were his final words: "Thy will be done." In the decades that followed, his story had spread quietly, but powerfully. Those who knew him spoke not of miracles, but of his simplicity, humility, and radiant joy. His journey was brief, but his example eternal. He taught us that every sickness can become a prayer, every act of kindness a seed of heaven, and every yes to God a step towards eternity. Venerable Nicola D'Onofrio, pray for us.